Nesecht the Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tes, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara begins and quotes from a Mishnah, and after the Tanakhama Mishnah stated, V'chol Kurv Leibah Yisushah, that the Psul of Kurva is based on if someone was a Kurv at that moment in time when they either came to say Edus or they were craving at the time that they saw and they witnessed this event. However, the Tanakhama taught us, Hay Kurv in Israchi Kareza Kasha, that if at one point someone was a relative but he was no longer related at the time that he witnessed this event, and Rashi in the Mishnah gives an example that even works out according to the Mishnah Rishayna. For example, if Reuven is Yaakov's son-in-law and he was married to Rachel, therefore he was puzzled to say Edus, then Rachel died prior to Reuven witnessing this event, then Reuven would be kosher to say Edus. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama and he holds that Afilu Mesa Bitoi im Yesh Loi Banim Imena Hareza Karev, even if Rachel died but Reuven and Rachel already had children, then Reuven would still be a Karev to Yaakov, as Lemaisa Yaakov has grandchildren from Reuven. And our Gemara begins, Amrav Tanchum, Amrav Tavla, Amrav Breina, Amrav, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and as long as Reuven had children with Rachel, then Reuven would always be a Karev to Yaakov, and Rav Amrav Nachman, in Halach Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rav says in Amrav Nachman that the Halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, and as long as Rachel dies, then Reuven is no longer considered a Karev to Yaakov, even if Reuven had children with Rachel. And the Gemara continues, V'chein Amrav Babachana, Amrav Yechra, in Halach Rabbi Yehuda, that the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda by Mishnah, and the Gemara continues, Ikin Masna Lahod Rabbi Bachana Ha. Some learn that Rabbi Bachana stated his din on the following memra, and ultimately, as we will see, there is no nafkamina between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, and ultimately, all would agree that Rabbi Bachana holds in Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara brings a brisa as Zudarish Rabbi Yisi Aglili, that Rabbi Yisi Aglili dash in the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim that states, Ubosal Kainim Halavim Vela Shafet Ashiyah Bayam Mahim. V'durashta v'gidul chas tva'a mishpat, and Rabbi Yisi is bothered that how could the Pasuk state v'la shayfet ashiyah b'yam mehem, as v'chisali adaitcha sh'odom hilich eitzel shayfet sh'lo hayu b'yamav, as how could someone think that they would go to a judge that not during their lifetime and not during their days, elo zeh shayah karv nisrachik, and therefore it must be that the Pasuk is teaching us that even if there is a judge that at one point was a karv, but at the point of this dintera he's no longer related, then he's allowed to be a shayfet and there's no psul korva. The Gemara tells us that in regard to this member of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that Amr Rabbi Bachana, Amr Rabbi Echron, Halach Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that Rabbi Bachana stated the name Rabbi Echron, that Halach follows Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and the Rishonim explained that since he stated that Halach follows Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it must be that others are chiluk in Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and the chiluk of Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yisrael Glili is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, as it seems from the member of Rabbi Yisrael Glili that is a general rule that Karv and Israchik is Kasha. However, as we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is not necessarily masking to this, as Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if Reuven is a judge and he was married to Rachel, who is the daughter of Yaakov, if Reuven and Rachel had a child and then Rachel died, then Reuven would still be puzzled to be a judge for a Dintera B'negei Yaakov, as he would still be considered a Karev. And therefore, when Rabbi Bachana stated the name Rabbi Echron, that Halacha Karabi said Lili, it is as if Rabbi Bachana stated the name Rabbi Echron, that in Halacha Karabi Huda, and therefore there is no nafkamina between this memra and the previous memra. And the Gemara continues with the story. And let us preface this by explaining that Ma'ukva was married to a woman, and let's call her Rachel. And Rachel had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and after Rachel and Ma'ukva had a child, Rachel died. And our Gemara tells us a story, B'nei Chamud Ma'ukva, and we continue on Daf Chav Tesa Min Aleph, Kroivim V'Nisrachu Havu, that the children of the father-in-law of Ma'ukva, who we called Reuven and Shimon, they were originally related to Ma'ukva, as their sister Rachel was married to Ma'ukva, and then their sister died, and therefore they were no longer related to Ma'ukva, and also coming Ladina, and they came in front of Ma'ukva for a din Torah, and Amalahu and Ma'ukva stated to them, Pasil Ladina, that I'm puzzled to judge you, and I'm puzzled to be the Dayan, and Amulay, and they said to Ma'ukva, my Daite Krab Yehuda, that Lachari, the only reason that you think that you're puzzled is because you had children with our sister Rachel, and therefore you're not considered a Karav in Israchik. As Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the Mishnah, Afilu Mesa Bitoi V'yeshli Bani Mimena, Hareza a Karav. However, they said that Lamaisa, we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda, as a not my sin in regard to me Merva Dein Halach Rabbi Yehuda, as we will bring a letter from the West and from Eretz Yisrael that the Halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, and as we previously saw from Rabbi Nachman that Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and we also saw the Rabbi Bachana stating the name Rabbi Echron that Ein Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore why won't you judge for us and why won't you agree to be a Dayan? And Amalahu and Ma'ukva respond to them, Otu Bekava Dekura Idbakna Bechu, that do you think that I'm attached to you with a kava wax and that you think that I'm still a carved to you? Certainly I don't still passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and even so, I can't agree to be a dayan for this case. And the only reason why it's stated that I can't be a dayan for you is because I know that you won't accept my psak din. And as the Yad Ramah points out, that doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't good people, but because they originally were related to my ukva, therefore, libam hayagas in my ukva, therefore, they would have been comfortable to ignore his psak din. And Mefarshim explained that by the fact that my ukva stated psil nechuladina, so it seems that if a dayan fails, that a litigant will not accept his psak din, then not only shouldn't he accept the din Torah, but it would be us of him to accept this din Torah, and lechera may be based on a din of lefnei iva leisita michshol. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda continued and stated on Mishnah, ha'oyev ha'sayne, that ha'oyev ha'sayne is also possible to be an aid and possible to be a dayan, and the Mishnah explained, ha'oyev zeh sheshpinoi, sayne koshloi diba imay shleish yom be'iva, and amalei nechacham responds Rabbi Yehuda, lo'y nechshu yisrael al-kach, Rashi explained, lehid shekem mishum iva va'ava, that chacham tell Rabbi Yehuda that certainly we're not choshish that another Jew will be made sheker just because of evo ava. However, Rashi continues with dafka be'edis plugi, and the only time there's machlekes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is only b'negeya edus al bedin moedel Rabbanon de pasle l'adun. However, Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that certainly someone that's an oyev or an oyev will be pasle l'adun and cannot judge for someone. The kivin the sunle le matzel afuche b'schusei ayin sham. Our Gemara begins that since an oyev was defined as Shushpinoi, the Kama, and how long does that last? So Amrab Abba, Amrab Yemya, Amrab, call Shivasime Mishtah. This applies to the entire Shivasime Mishtah, but no longer than the 7 days of the Shavu Brachas. Rabbanon Mishmed Rava Amri, however, Rabbanon stated in the name of Rava, Afilum Yem Mishav Eilach, that this din only applies on the Yom HaChuppah, and it doesn't even apply to the days of Shavu Brachas. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only psul of a Shushpinoi is only on the Yom HaChuppah, and even such a close friend like a Shushpin would not be possible for any other days, and would not even be possible to say Eidus during the days of Shavu Brachas. And the Mefarshim explained that although the Gemara just explained the din of Oyev and Sinei, and that's based on Sheshpinai, or someone that's Leidiba Imoy for Shleish Yamim, however, this definition only applies B'negei Eidus. However, the definition of Oyev and Sinei regarding Dayanis is a much broader definition, and it includes anyone that would be considered your Oyev or your Sinei. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the definition of a Sinei is culturally deepening by Shleish Yom Ve'eva. And the Gemara dashes a pasuk in Pashas Masai, where the Torah is speaking about someone that kills B'mezid or someone that kills B'shoyeg. And the pasuk states, Oy b'chol even ashe yomis ba b'loy ro'ois v'yapa lo v'yomis u loy oyiv loy v'loy mevakish ro'asai. And Rashi points out that since the pasuk in Pashas Ve'aschanan states, Lona shom ritzeh hashi yirtzeh hasre'eu b'vli das v'hu loy sein loy b'tmel shilsham v'nosel achas min ha'orim ha'el v'choy. When our pasuk states v'huloi oyevloi, it's not referring to the reitzeach. Instead, the pasuk is speaking about the edim, and therefore our Gemara states Tan Rabbanan v'huloi oyevloi yirdenu v'loi mevakesh ra'asa yirdenenu. The pasuk is telling us that as long as the aid doesn't hate a person, then he could testify. And as long as the dying is not mevakesh ra'asa, then he could be a judge. And we see from here that an enemy can't be a witness and can't be a judge. And the Gemara continues and is eshkan soinei. So we have a makar for a soinei. Oyev minolan, and was the makar that a oyev can't be a witness and can't be a dayan. And the Gemara explains kari behachi, that we can read the pasuk as follows, that even though the pasuk says v'hu loy oyev loy v'loy oyev loy, as the word oyev sounds like oyev and then yirdenu, however, if he loves the other person, then he can't be a witness. And similarly, v'loy mevakesh ra'asai v'loy teiv asai yirdenu, the only time that someone could be a judge is only if he's not mevakesh ra'asai and he's also not be mevakesh his teiva. And if someone is either an enemy or an oyev, then they can't be a judge. And although Rashi already explained that this pasuk is talking about an aid, but how do we know that the words v'lei mevakesh ra'asai is going on a dayin? And Rashi states v'samach lei v'shavtu ha'eda, as the next pasuk begins v'shavtu ha'eda, and therefore we see that the prior clause in the prior pasuk is speaking about a dayin. And the Gemara now continues and asks that how can you say that the way that we know that a oyev is pasul is because the pasuk used the word oyev and it sounds like oyev, but me the oyev ksiv, certainly the pasuk doesn't say the word oyev, and therefore on what basis are you able to learn this drasha and able to learn this halacha? And therefore the Gemara states el svaru, that it's actually based on svara, as oyev my time of mishun demerachka daite, as was the reason that the Torah tells us that a oyev cannot be a witness and can't be a dayan, is because he's merachka daite, since he hates him, so therefore he can't be trusted. We have to be chosh choshish that maybe he would be lying and testifying falsely, and we have to be choshish that maybe he'll paskin against him if he's a dayan. And therefore, oyev dami mekar v'dayte, that the same svara applies to a oyev, since he feels close to the litigant, so he may testify falsely in order to help his friend, or he may judge favorably towards his friend. And the Gemara continues, v'rabbonon haidle oyev leiv leiv mevakash u'asay mai darshibi. L'maisa, as we saw in the Mishnah, the rabbonon argue on Rabbi Yehuda, what will they do with this extra pasuk of loy oyev leiv leiv mevakash u'asay? And the Gemara therefore explains, chad l'dayin, that certainly, as we explain, even though the rabbonon argue on Rabbi Yehuda, b'negeyan oyev and seinei, b'negeya being edim, however they agree that a oyev and seinei cannot be a dayin, and therefore one of these psukim is actually teaching us that a seinei can't be a dayin, and idach, and the second limud, they would learn kedetanya based on the following brisa, as on Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu loy oyev leiv leiv mevakash u'asay, mekan l'shtei talmid chamim sheseinei zezeh, shein yesh v'bidin ke'echad, that this teaches us that if there are two talmid chamim that have no relationship with the litigants, and therefore they are an oyev or a seinei to the litigants, but the two talmid chamim hate each other, then these two talmid chamim cannot be dayanim together in one din Torah. The Yad Ramah explains, b'pnei shekol echem hem miskabel lista divrei chaveray, v'afilu ametam nachrin enes samas liboy lirais tvarev im nechayin hinim lav, u'pam shashlishi toya v'nimtza adin nigma shalik halacha. Therefore, we are concerned that the psak halacha will be incorrect, ayin sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will discuss the procedure as to dini mamnais, and the Mishnah begins, ketza b'ikrim se'edim, what is the process when investigating edim? And the Mishnah tells us, hayim mechrisa isla cheda u'ma'aymin aleim, that they would bring the two edim into a room, and they would tell them certain things in order to get them scared, and in order to make sure that they won't testify falsely. Then prior to listening to one of their testimonies, u'ma'itzinas kal adam l'chutz, they would remove all people, and they would take them out of the bezdin, they wouldn't let spectators into the courthouse. And the Mepharshim explained that certainly, as we will see later, that the Bali Dinim would stay in Bezin as a Mekamon Edus El Bifnei Bali Din. The Mishnah states, M'sharyon is a Gadosh Ben, and we leave the more Choshev Eid, and we begin with his testimony, V'oimim Loi, and we say to him, Amar, Hei Chati Yadeh, Shezachai L'zeh, and we ask him to tell us as to how he knows that Reuven is Chayiv and obligated to pay Shimon $1,000, and Im Amar, Hu Amar Li Shani Chayiv Loi, and if the Eid says, Thy notice, because Reuven told me that he owes $1,000 to Shimon, so the Mishnah will tell us, Loi Maklum, and Rashi explains, the Oven Inish, the Amar, Pliny Noishabi, Kadesh Liachsiku Asher, as it makes sense that a person would say that I borrowed money even when he didn't do so, in order that people shouldn't think that he's very wealthy. And Rashi and Daflam and Zayin Rabbi states, Hu Amali, Hamachuyev, Amalanu, Shani Chayiv Loi, Avaloim Bifnea Tevea, Amalanu Kain, Loi Havia Yuda, and even if this Haida was in front of both of the Edim, but it wasn't in front of the Malva, then this Haida would not be a Haida and would not be a admission. And our Mishnah continues that if the Eid says, Ish Pliny Amali Shu Chayiv Loi, Loi Maklum, if the Eid says that there was a person that told me that he saw Reuven borrow $1,000 from Shimon, then that is also not a valid testimony. And as Rashi and Daflam and Zayim Rebbe states, Ish Pliny Amali Shezeh Chayiv Lezeh, Shu Rab Hava, Hainu Eid Mepri Eid, as this is an issue of Eid Mepri Eid. And the Mishnah continues, Ad Shiyayma Befenenu Hoidu Loi Shu Chayiv Loi Mesayim Zuz, and the only way that we believe the Eid is if he says, Reuven admitted to us in front of the Malva that he owes Shimon $1,000. As the Gemara will explain, that the Eid also has to say that Reuven said to the Eidim, Atam Eidai, and as Rashi says, Hoidaloi Shahayu Shneim Befenenu, Ulohidis Niskabin, Lias Loi Eidim Bedava, and his Kavana was that he wants to admit in front of us and he wants us to be Eidim. The Mishnah continues that after we receive testimony from the first Eid, the Achach Machlis Zasheni, Uboiknoisai, then afterwards we bring in the second aid and we investigate him in Nitzur Dreim Chivanim Neisiv Neisiv Bedava, that if we find that the testimony of the first and second witnesses actually are similar, then the judges would start deliberating this matter. The Mishnah continues that once the judges make a decision, then they would actually take a vote, and we know the Pasuk tells us Achir Rabim Lahatais, therefore there's no need to have a unanimous decision, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us Shnaim Oim Zakai Ve'echelim Chayiv Zakai, and Shnaim Oim Chayiv Ve'echelim Zakai Chayiv, that if two of the Dayanim vote that Reuven is not liable, and one Dayan votes that Reuven is liable, then Reuven would not be liable. And if two of the Dayanim vote that Reuven is liable, and one Dayan votes that Reuven is not liable, then Reuven would be liable. However, the Mishnah now teaches us a Chiddush that since these Bali Dinim asked three Dayanim to paskin this Shaila, so there's a requirement that we have to have a psak from three Dayanim. Therefore, Echlein Mechayev, Echlein Mezakai, or afilu shneim zaken or shneim mechayvin ve'echar ima any idea yosif ha'dayanim, that if one of the dayanim would say that Reuven is liable and one dayan says that he's not liable, or even if two of the dayanim agree that Reuven is not liable, or two of the dayanim agree that Reuven is liable but one of the dayanim say that he doesn't know and he doesn't give a psak, then although as Rashi points out that afagav they have a polygolai who have a bottle mimuta, that even if this third dayan wouldn't have said that he doesn't know and he would have either said zakei or chayiv and he would have gone against the other two dayanim, he would still passing like the other two dayanim, and the opinion of this dayan would be irrelevant. However, ki omet niyadeya have kamisha leyosha bedin v'nimtza din b'shnayim, but when he says that he don't know, it's as if he didn't sit in this dintar at all, and therefore the dintar will be passing through two dayanim v'anan tlosa binon, and we require a bezin of three dayanim, and therefore we have to add on to these dayanim. The Rambam holds that we would add on two more dayanim, and therefore we'd have a total of five dayanim. The Ramban holds that we would only add on one more dayan, which would give us a total of four dayanim. But ultimately, until we find that there actually is going to be a tiebreaker, then we will continue adding on to the dayanim until you get to the point that there are 70 or 71 dayanim, and you can't add more than that, as you can't have a bezin that's larger than bezin hagadol shel Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues, Gomru Sadova, once bezin finishes their din Torah and they have a final psak din, son, then they will bring the litigants into bezin. And Ayin Rashi, who states, Machnisin son Bali Dinin of a Gemara Parach Halefkinu, and the Gemara will ask that we never remove the litigants from Beis Din. And why does our Mishnah use a lashon of Machnisin Eisan? The Mishnah tells us Hagadosh B'Dyanim Oimer Ish Pliny At Zakai Ish Pliny At Chayiv. The most chashev of the Yonim would either announce that Reuven is not liable, or he would announce that Reuven was found liable. The Mishnah continues with Minayin L'Chshiyetze LoYoimer Ani Mezaka B'Chaveru Mechayvim Avo Ma Esa SheChaveru Rabu Olai. How do we know that when the Yonim leave Beis Din that one of the Yonim should not go over to Reuven and say that although you were found liable, that I actually paskin that you're not liable. However, lemaisa, we had to follow the Reiv, and the other dayanim would have wanted to paskin that you're guilty. Zanema, and regarding someone that does this, the pasuk in Kedoshim states, leiselich rochel ba'mecha, va'oimer, and the pasuk in Mishlei states, hoilich rochel megal esoid, v'neman ruach mechasa dova. And it seems that some agur is the first pasuk, and some agur is the second pasuk, but it seems that no one is agur is both psukim. And the Gemara begins that a Mishnah stated, and the Gemara is, what would we say to them in order to frighten them, in order to make sure that they don't testify falsely? And Rabbi Yehuda states, we say the following pasuk to them, which is a pasuk of Mishlei, and the pasuk states, that because a person will speak falsely and will make believe that he's telling the truth, and meanwhile he's saying Eid Sheker, so therefore, although it will look like it's about to rain, and there'll be clouds and wind, but ultimately rain will not come, and that is Mida Keneged Mida. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, that Rava said to Rabbi Yehuda, and some agurus Amar Rava, as Rava did not live at the time of Rabbi Yehuda, and he said that this would not scare witnesses, as Yachli Lameima Shav Shni Habikafna Bababu Umano Lecholif, that there's a famous saying that there may be 7 years of famine, and even so, that will not affect someone that is good at his trade. As Rashi states, Ma Ichbislum Loyer de Geshamim Amri Beliba Mashal Hedit Shav Shni Habikafna Bababu Umano Lecholif. And the Rav will not affect us. The Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says, Amrin Lahu, we tell them following Pasuk Mishlei, as the Pasuk says, Mepitz Vecher Vechet Shonon Ish Oina Bereu Eid Shakar. When a person says false witness against his friend, then a stick and a sword and a sharp arrow will come against that person. And as Rashi says, Bavoin Eid Sheker Deva Ba Vis Yoru Shleyam Musu, and therefore he should be scared that he shouldn't die. And this is the pasuk that they would quote to them in order to make sure that they don't testify falsely. And the Gemara continues, Omle Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi responds to Rava that this pasuk also will not scare them, as Yachal Lameima, as the Edom could say that there's a famous memra, Shev Shni Avimaisna, V'inish B'loi Shnei Loi Shachiv, that even if there will be 7 years of plague, a person won't die before his proper time. And therefore, Elam Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi explains that Omle Nosin Bar Mazutra, Amrin Lahu, that Bezin tells the Edim the following, that Sadi Shakri are Grayu Zile, that even the people that hire false witnesses consider these witnesses to be lowlifes, and the ones that hire them actually mevaza them, and as Rashi says, are Grayu Zile, Hasechid Isam mevaza Isam, the Kalam Heim Beineim. The Gemara brings a pasuk as the Chsiv, as the pasuk in Malachim Alav states, Vayishivu Shnayim Anoshim B'nei Belial Ne negdoi v'yudu leima berachta lekim v'melach v'yitziu v'siklu v'yamais. This pasuk is dealing with Novus Israeli, and the pasuk tells us that the Zebel had two false witnesses come and testify falsely against Novus Israeli in order to make sure that he's chayim misa, and this way Achav was able to take vineyard of Novus and lemaisa. Even when they were hiring them, they called them bnei Belial, and they said that they're people that are corrupt. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Bezdin would ask the aid, on what basis do you know that Reuben is chayiv to Shimon, and imama hu amali shani chayiv loy, or ish pleni amali shu chayiv loy loy maklum, and the only way that it's considered a proper edus is ashiyim b'fenenu hoyd loy shu chayiv loy m'sayim zuz. And as Rashi, based on the Bach, points out that since the Mishnah did not say that the aid said that I heard that Reuben said to Shimon that I owe Shimon $1,000, and instead the Mishnah stated that the aid said that Reuben said b'fenenu, so it's mashma shasunu edim, and it's mashma that Reuven actually appointed them as edim and said to the two edim, atam edai, and therefore the Gemara now states, misayei leila Rabbi Huda, that from the Mishnah, it's muchach like the dinner Rabbi Huda, dam Rabbi Huda rav, tzorach shiyoyma atam edai, that the only way that Huda works is only if the loiva is in front of the malva, and the loiva also tells the edim, atam edai, and the Gemara states, it's menami, we also learned, am Rabchia ba'aba, am Rabbi Echron, Rabchia ba'aba says a similar idea in the name of Rabbi Echron, that manali biyotcha, am alehein, that if Shimon says to Reuven that you owe me $100, and Reuven admits that I owe you $100, l'macha amalei t'neili, and then the next day Shimon comes and brings Reuven to Bezin, and he says, give me $100, and amma mishatin libach, and Reuven says to Shimon, I was just joking, then pata, then Reuven would be pata, and some agurus v'tzorch shiyema atameidai, as the only way that Reuven would be chayiv is only if Reuven would have stated atameidai. The Gemara continues, tanya mihochi, and similarly we learned to the Braisa, manali biyotcha amalei hein, if Shimon says to Reuven that you owe me $100, and Reuven says that you're correct, and lamacha amalei t'neili, and then Shimon takes Reuven to Bezna the next day, and he asks Reuven for $100, and amalei, and Reuven responds, mishatini bach, that when I said I owe you $100, I was just joking, then potter, then Reuven will be potter, and the Braisa continues, v'loi oid, and not only is this true, elafil hichbin loi edim achuri gedo, that even if Shimon pre-planned this, and he sets up edim behind a fence, but amalei manali biyotcha, and Shimon says to Reuven that you owe me $100, and amalei hein, and Reuven says that's true, I owe you $100, and amalei, and Shimon responds to Reuven, v'tzeincha shetayda b'fnei pleni u'pleni, would you admit in front of pleni u'pleni, Reuven doesn't know that pleni and pleni are behind his fence, and amalei, and Reuven responds to Shimon, that I wouldn't admit in front of edim, as misyari and yishema techbein iladin, as I'm nervous and I'm scared, that maybe you'll bring me to a din Torah, and then you'll use my admission against me, and then Shimon takes Reuven to Bezdin the next day, and he asks Reuven to give him his $100, and amaloi mishatin ibach, and Reuven says, I was just joking, even if Shimon were bringing these edim into Bezdin, and they will say that we were standing behind the fence, and we heard that Reuven was moided to Shimon, even so, pata, Reuven will still be pata, as lemaisa, Reuven could say, mishatin ibach, he never said, atam edai. The Braisa teaches us, ve'in toyin lemaisis, that Bezdin will not be toyin for someone that is meisis medeach, and he tries to convince someone to do avodah zarah, and the Gemara now asks, "Mesis mandachashme?" That who mentioned anything about a mesis? And the Gemara explains, "Chasurim echzor v'achitani." That in a chenami we're missing words in the brisa, and the brisa should really read as follows: "Im leitan in toinloi." That if when Shimon brings Reuven to Bezdin, Reuven doesn't claim mishatini bach, then Bezdin would not be toinloi, would not make this claim for Reuven. However, b'dinin nefashes afagav leitan toinloi, but b'negei adinin nefashes, even if the defendant doesn't make this claim, then Bezdin would actually make this claim, try to show why the defendant should be innocent, and as the pasuk states, the shafto eda v'tzilo eda. In regard to this din, the brisa continues and states that although we're toinin for din nefashos, however, in toinin lemesis, even if Bezdin sees a schus for a mesis, we wouldn't bring up that schus, we wouldn't be toinin for a mesis. And the Gemara asks, maishna mesis, why is it that we're not toinin for a mesis? And I'm Rav Chama Rav Chanina, mepirket Rav Chia ba'aba Shmili, and Rav Chama Rav Chanina tells us that I learned the following from the drasha of Chia Ba'abo, Shani Mesis to Rachman Oma Leisachmo Leisachasalov, that a Mesis is different, as the pasuk Benegia Mesis in Pashas Re'e states Leisayev Alov Leisishmai Lov Leisachas Inchoy Lov Leisachmo Leisachasalov. Before we continue, let's see two Rashi's. Rashi in Diva Maskel Mishatin in Bach says Seichay Kayisi Bach Bishvil Shayisi Shaylani Mashalay Haya. Rashi states in Diva Maskel Vim Leitan Mishata Yisi Bach Kashay Desi Ela Oma Loi Etel Lach. Lecha, Have Edim Shel Visali, I won't give you this $100 and bring Edim that I borrowed this money, then Ain Toinim Bishviloi, Elohim Loi, but we say to the borrower, Akri Shoydisa, that since you already admitted that you borrowed this money, Lech Shalem, you have to pay. The Gemara continues, Amrav Shmuel Ben Nachman, Amrav Menason, Menayin Shein Toinim Lemesis, that how do we know that not Toinim Lemesis, Minachash Hakan Moini, we see this from the story with the Nachash and Adam and Chava, the Amrav Simloi, Harbe Tainis Hailen Nachash Lutain, Vloi Toin, that Rab Simloi stated that there were many Tainis that the Nachash could have Tainid, but he didn't Taina, and why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't help the Nachash and didn't give him these tainas? Lefi Shalei Tarnu, as the Halach is, would not toin lemesis. The Gemara now asks, my Havalei Lemema, what would have been a good taina for the Nachash to have stated? And the Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim, Divrei Rav Shaimim, that the Nachash could have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that how could you have a taina against me? As if the master tells someone to do something, the Talmud tells that person to do something else, then certainly a person should listen to his Rebbe and to his master, and therefore if you told Adam and Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hagan, I went against that and I told him to eat from that, surely they should have listened to you, and why would you have a taina against me? And as we know that based on this svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin, we learned the klal that in Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the Gemara continues, Amar Chizkia Minayin Shekol HaMesiv Gereya, how do we know that if someone adds onto a mitzvah, that addition could actually cause a detraction? And as we know, the Pasuk tells us that there's an Issa al Taisav al Devarav and his Issa al Taisav. The Gemara brings three Makaris, as Shinema, as Chizkiah brings the Makar from Pashas Bereishis with the story of Nachash and Chava. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, then when the Nachash HaKad Moini went to Chava, the Pasuk tells us, and he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that you can't eat from any of the trees in Gan Eden, but Taima Isha Lanachash, Mipri Eitz Agon Neichal, Mipri Eitz Ashebetech Agon, Omar Alekim, Lay Seichlu Menu, Vloy Sigubai Pentimusan. Rashi points out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lay Hizirim Alanagia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave an Azara about touching the tree, Umtech Taisvis Giroi, because she added on to the Tzivoy, therefore she made it worse, as Shedokhav HaNachash Eschava Elon Achinagabai, as the Nachash pushed Chava to the tree until she touched the tree, and Amalla Reishain Misal Nagia, that just like you see, that even though you touch a tree, you didn't immediately die, so therefore, even if you'll eat from the tree, you won't die. V'Rashi Chava added on the words of V'lei Sigubai. However, Ayin Teis Rashi says that not only did Chava add on the words V'lei Sigubai, but she also added on Pentimusan, as it's mashma that she will die immediately. As Rashi states, the Ilu Amr Ba'isalosh and Shoma Kodesh Baruch Hu Ki Be'im Echol Chumimenu Mais Thomas, that on the day you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will die. V'hoise Gam Hiyay Meres B'yayim Negachem Ki Mais Tamusan Lo'ya Nachash Yachalema Kishem She'im Chameis Al Negiya Ki Oid Yeshayis B'yayim Shetamus. And of course, there's a famous question that we always have Takonis Drabanan and Azores and Gedorim in order not to come to actually be Ivan Issa, and what was wrong with Chava saying that she can't even touch the tree, as maybe that was an Azor that they made. And Mepharshim explained that in a Chinami it could be that Adam actually told this to her. Adam didn't tell her that this is an Azara. He told her that this is actually the Tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that she can't touch a tree. And even with the Chachamim Mika Takono and a Gedor, we have to be clear as to what is a Gedor of the Chachamim and what is a Din D'Oraisa. Gemara continues, Rav Mishasha Am Mahocha, Rav Mishasha teaches us that the concept of Kol Meisiv Gereya we learn from the Pasuk B'digeda Arin, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Truma, V'asu Arayin Atei Shitim, Amasayim V'chitzi Arkoi, V'am V'chitzi Rachboi, V'am V'chitzi Kamasai. If the word Amasayim would not have the first Aleph, then it would read as Masayim as 200, and now that we add on an Aleph at the beginning of the word, so it actually means 2 Amos instead of 200 Amos. The Gemara continues with a third Makar of Ashi Amar, that we learned this from the Pasuk in Pashas Truma that states, V'sisi Yirias Izim Lo'el Ala Mishkan, Ashtei Esri Yirias Tasa Isam, and we know that Ashtei Esri Yirias would mean 12, and now that we add an Ayin, and the word says Ashtei Esri Yirias, and by being Moisif, we're being Gerea from 12 to 11. Before we continue, let's see Taisis Diva Maschel Diva Rav Diva Talmud, and Taisis is from Taima in Cain Kol Mesis Yifta Atzma Ba'isetayna, the Lechira, every Mesis should be able to go to Bezin and claim Diva Rav Diva Talmud Diva Mishaimin, and they would be Pata. And Taisis states Be'ish Leimid Dafka Nachash Lein Estavish Leid Lehesis V'Lein Nenash Elafisha Bosta the Kol Al Yaday in Chinami. This Taina was only available to Nachash, who never had a Tziva from Hakadosh Baruch Hu not to be Mesis, and therefore the only reason why Nachash actually received the punishment is because the Kol came through his his hands. Al meses shenistavish shloi lehesis nimsa kishemeses oivar. However, benegay meses, where the Torah commands him specifically not to be meses, therefore the meses is oivar, and he can't have taino of divrei Rava, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishayim, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues. Om Abaya, Abaya explains loishanu al da om meshatin inibach, that the only time that we say that the loivus hoida is not valid is only if the loivus said that I was joking. We continue on daf chav tesam beis. I will om loy hoyud vam vaylam huchz the kafrin. But if the loiva actually claims that I never said I owe Shimon $100, then since these edim heard that he said that he owes Shimon $100, so therefore his huchz the kafrin, and therefore his hoyda would be a valid hoyda. However, the Gemara continues. Omalei rapapa breeder of acha barada, rapapa breeder of acha barada responded to Abaya that hochi amina mishmei derava, that this din that you just mentioned is not correct, and even if the loiva would say that loy hoyud v'am oilam, and I never admitted that I owe Shimon $100, Reuven can still be potter, and we would not say that his huchse kafrin as called mil dichti loy the kiriinshi. And since when Shimon said to Reuven that you owe me $100, Reuven did not take Shimon seriously. Therefore, even though Edom heard that Reuven actually admitted to Shimon that he owes him $100, it is still possible for Reuven to claim and never said that I owe Shimon $100, as people don't remember things that they say when someone claims something was mil dichtos and dvarim shalchinam. And as Rashi says, kol mil dichti loy dichiri inchi dvarim shalchinam klima hoil v'oisa hida divrei ruach haya shashata bay loy dichiri inchi v'shachach isa hida ayin sham and ayin iran, who brings down Rashi and he explains v'yoch lachsa v'loyma m'shata yisibach ayin sham. And the Gemara continues ahuda achman le'edim l'chavri b'kiltei, that there was a story where Reuven hid Edom in a canopy bed. Meanwhile, he brought his bed into the bedroom and amalei, and he said to his friend manli b'yotcha that you owe me $100. And Amalei Hain, and he said, it's true, I owe you $100. And Omar, and the lender said, Eir v'shachvi lehavi alach sadi, those that are awake and sleeping in this room should be edim, Amalei loy. And the borrower said, no, Amar Kahana, Amalei loy. And Kahana said that since the borrower said that he doesn't want them to be edim, therefore certainly he could claim shatani bach. And the Gemara continues with another story, Hahuda Achman edim lechavri bekivra, that someone had edim hired out in a beis hakvaros, Amalei manli b'yotcha. He said to his friend that you owe me $100. And once again, Amalei Hain, and he said, I owe you $100. And the lender then said, Chayim Mesa Lehevel Achsadi, should anyone that's alive or dead in his Beis HaKvaros be the Edim? Amalei Loi, and the borrower said no. And Amrab Shimon and some agurs, Amrab Shimon Lakish, Ha'amalei Loi, the Lemaisa, the borrower said that he doesn't want him to be Edim. Therefore, if the borrower says, Meshtatani Bach, then certainly the borrower will be Neman. And Ayn Rashi, do Maschel, Eri Vishachvi Lehevel Achsadi, Rashi states, Roitza Atashi, you call Hashem Me'edin, Beni Urim, Beni Shenim, as the lender knew that he won't be made in front of Edom, and he said, and he will agree that they should be his Edom. Therefore, he would have a raya. And it seems from Rashi that even though Agamar stated the Achman le'Edom lechavri bekilte, they didn't mamish hide them, but they were on the bed and they made believe that they were sleeping. And the Gemara continues, Amar Avinu v'Tamar Papa Shma Mina Meha, that we see from these stories, Hadam Rebudam Rav Tzach Shiyema Atam Edai Loishna Ki Amal Leiva V'Loishna Ki Amal Malva V'Shasek Leiva, that even though we mentioned before that the only way that the Leiva cannot say Meshatani Bach is only if he actually stated Atam Edai, but it doesn't have to be that the borrower stated Atam Edai. And even if the Malva said that these people should be your witnesses and the Leiva was quiet, then Shtika Kaida, it would be as if the Leiva stated Atam Edai. And the Diak is as time to Amal Leiva Loi, as we see from the story that the only reason why the Leiva could time the Meshatani Bach is only because the Leiva said that I don't want him to be my Edim, but it's mashma that if he would have been quiet, then the Leiva would no longer be able to time the Meshatani Bach, and it's as if he said Atam Edai. The Gemara continues, that there was a person that they called him the Kav of Notes, and as Rashi says, Kav Rishu, Moli Kav Shtaris Yeshulov, that there are many notes against this person, and this person owes a lot of money to creditors. And Omar, and he said, Man Masipi Ela Pleni Pleni, I really don't owe so many people money, and I only owe Reuven and Shimon money. And because of this Heida, Asa Tavu Ledina Kamed Rav Nachman, Reuven and Shimon took this person to a din Torah in front of Rav Nachman, and Amram Nachman Adam Asa Shloiles Bias Atzmoi, and Rav Nachman said that even though he said that I owe you money, that's not a valid Heida, as he never said Atam Edai. It's normal for a person to say something in order to make sure that people don't think that he's very wealthy. And as Rashi says, Adam Asa Leimel Bias Chayiv and Imoyes Lepleni Lesrachik Ma'ayin Hara Shloiles Bias Shloiles Rei Savei Mimama In Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Ahu Davakar Le Achbar de Shachar Vadinri, that there was a person that they would call him a mouse that's lying on dinarim of gold. And as Rashi says, that he's a wealthy person, that he's not being nenu from his mammon, and he's a miser, and he's like a mouse that's lying on dinarim zav, and the mouse isn't benefiting from dinarim zav. And Kikashachiv, and when he was about to die, Amar planu planu maske bizuzi, he said that Reuven and Shimon lent me money, and Basad Shachiv also to vinul yershim. And after the miser died, then Reuven and Shimon came and will tevei his yershim to dintayra. Also lekamed Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi, and they went in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi, and they told him that this miser actually was meider that he owes us money. Amar lehu, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi stated, ki aminan ado asu shloi lehasbias atzmai hani milim mechayim aval achim yisloi, that the only time that we said the klal that a person would say that he owes people money in order to make sure that people don't think that he's wealthy, that is only when he's alive. But since this person was about to die when he said this, therefore we don't have that klal, and therefore it must be that he owes you this money, and he required the yashim to pay off that father's debt. And the Gemara tells us paru palga, that the yashim paid off half of the debt, tavina ludina leidav palga, and then Reuven and Shimon brought the yashim back to Adin Torah in order to collect on the other half of the debt, also kamed Rav Chiya. And this time, instead of going to Rav Shmuel Bar Beisi, they went to Rav Chiya, and amar lehu, and Rav Chiya said to them, kashem she'adam asu l'shalei l'zbiyas atzmai, kach adam asu l'shalei l'zbiyas banav, that just like we have this klal mechayim, this klal is also applicable even when a person's about to die, as he wants to make sure that people don't think that his children are wealthy, and therefore we paskin that the yashim don't have to pay this debt at all. And amru lein nezel v'nahada, so Reuven and Shimon said, should we go and give the other 50% back to the yashim, as l'chayr we collect this shalei kedin? And amar lehu, and Rav Chiya said to them, v'ahar yizakin, that Rav Shmuel Bar Beisi already paskin that you have a right to this money, and since you're already muchzik in this money, you don't have to return it. And Rashi explains, v'ahar yizakin, Rav Shmuel shekibaltam al piv, v'lei echlek al masha asa. Ayin Rosh, who points out, v'lei havi Rav Shmuel ketreya b'shikol adas, kivin shalei nechtel ketanoi v'amrei medavis zetchila. This shayla was a brand new shayla, and it was never machlikas previously. And Rabbi Shmuel, l'fisha svarasa l'chayiv, in koyach Rav Chiya l'chiyach shata, el b'svara nechlek lov, and it was only machlikas in svara, and therefore, whatever Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi previously paskin will still stand, and Ayin Rishayim will discuss, if Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi already paskin, then how could Rabbi Chiya go and paskin against Rabbi Shmuel Bar Beisi? How is it possible that we're able to change a previous psak din, Ayin Shom? And the Gemara continues, hoidu b'fnei shtayim v'konum yodoi kaisvin v'im lab in kaisvin, that if Reuven is moider that he owes Shimon money, and this hoida was done based on the previous Gemara that was done in front of the Malva, and it was also done in front of Edim, and he also stated Atim Edai, that the Gemara tells us that if they made a Kenyan Chalipin, then the Edim could actually write the debt into a shtar, and it would become like a Milva Bishtar, and it would be able to be Goyim in the Chasm Shubadim, and the Mleva would also not be able to claim that I paid it back. However, if they didn't make a Kenyan Suda, then the Edim would not have a right to go and write this in a shtar, although certainly there was admission, and therefore he owes the money, but it would remain a Milva Peh, and therefore they won't be able to be Goyim in Shubadim, and he would also be able to claim that I paid the debt back. Ayin Rashi, for Konum Yodai, Kaisvin Shtar Yodah, Ba'afa Pishle Amakisu, and even if Reuven did not tell the Edim to write this in a shtar, this Dam Kinan Lixiva I made. However, the Gemara continues, Bipne Shleisha Vulay Konum Yodai, that certainly in a case, if it was a Hidah in front of three people, and he was Konum Yodai, then certainly would be Kaisvin. However, if the Hidah was in front of three people, and he did not make a Kinyan, so there's Machlekis, as Rav Amakisvin, Rav says that the Shleisha become like a Bezin, therefore, even without a Kinyan, Bezdin could write this in a shtar and it'll become a milva b'shtar. And Rabbi Asi Oime in Kaisvin, how Rabbi Asi argues, and he says that even though the Hidah was b'fnei shleisha, but since there was no kinyan, so even though they were three people, they still cannot write this in a shtar, as l'maisa we don't consider them a bezdin. Ayin Rashi, that according to Rav, shleisha son bezdin vefkirin hefka v'yichel l'shneisa lasis milva b'shtar v'liyeh b'makam ha'leva lasis shleich l'kaisva. And the Gemara tells us, have a uvda v'choshlo Rav l'had Rabbi Asi, that there was a story that actually occurred where someone was moid in front of three, and even though Rav previously paskin that kaisvin that they could write in a shtar, however he actually was chosh for Rav Asi and he didn't let them write in a shtar. And because of this memra, it seems that the Gemara feels that in a standard case where someone was moid b'fnei shleisha and he didn't tell them to write in a shtar, then they would not be able to write in a shtar. And therefore the Gemara continues and discusses what's called an edisa, and Rashi explains it's referring to the same shtar hidah b'fnei shleisha shlei konum yodai, and it wasn't a kinyan. And the Gemara continues, Amar v'adabahava ho'idisa zimun kasvinan v'zimun le'kasvinan, that if someone was moed in front of three and they want to write a shtar, and Reuven never told them to write a shtar, so there can be times when Bezin could write the shtar, and there are times that they cannot write the shtar. He explains, Knife v'yasvi le'kasvinon, that if the three people were sitting together, and Reuven happens to show up in front of them, and he's moida, then even though they were sitting with three people, then they still cannot write the shtar. And as Rashi explains, Hoyv le'zimnon v'kibtzon l'kach, lo'nasu Bezin ele edim, dildilma yiloi have ele train nami, have a moida le'kamayu, v'loi have mahadach a Bezin, and therefore we don't consider these three people to be a Bezin. However, that if Reuven actually gathered these three people together and then he was made in front of them, then he showed that he wanted to specifically have three people and he wanted to have a Bezin, and therefore they will be able to write this in a shtar, and they will be able to write a shtar yedisa. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amma afilu konfinu iu lekasfinon, that even if Reuven actually gathered these three people together, they still would not write this in a shtar. Ad amalu havu ledaine, until Reuven specifically tells them that I want you to be my deonim, at that point they'll be able to write it in a shtar. And Marbav Ashi states, Afilu Amma havu ledaine lekasfinon, that even if Reuven says that I want you three to be my deonim, they still would not write a shtar yedisa. Ad the kavi duchte v'sholchi mizamni lebeidina, the only time that we would write a shtar yedisa is if Bezin actually is kaveya makim, and then they send for the leiva, and the leiva comes to Bezin. And certainly in this case, with a kaveya Bezin, that l'chir, even Rab Asi would agree that Bezin would write a shtar yedisa. And Rashi states, Hoyel v'oimer bedin nasas kamil v'bishtar shagluy l'kol hilkach kasvinan ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that although previously it was pasha to the Gemara that hoyde b'fnei shtayim v'konu miyadoi that kosvin, that as long as you made b'fnei shtayim and there was an actual kinyan chalipin, then certainly they could write this in a shtar. And even if the hoydah was only in front of two people, however, le'konu miyadoi, if there was no kinyan chalipin, then certainly in kosvin, and the edim would not have the ability to write a shtar without the agreement of the leiva. However, our Gemara now qualifies this din that hoydah b'metaltev v'konu miyadoi kosvin v'mlav in kosvin, that the only time that we said the previous din is only if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and since it's metaltlin, and we know milvulei tzonitna, therefore, unless there's a kinyan, the edim would not be able to write this in a shtar, that it would be a detriment to the leiva, and the leiva did not agree that they could write this in a shtar. Certainly, the Gemara understands that if Reuven is made to Shimon, that I owe you a piece of kaka, and they would konu miyadoi, then certainly they could be kaisvin. However, the Gemara asks the shayla, b'makakoi v'loi konu miyadoi mai, what would be the din if Reuven is made to Shimon, that this piece of kaka belongs to you, and he didn't make a kinyan, could they write this in a shtar or not? Ameima Oma in Kaisvin, Ameima says they still would not be able to write in a shtar. However, Mazutra Oma Kaisvin, Vilchus of Kaisvin, Rashi explains that Lafi Mazutra, there's a chilik between Metaltan and Kaka. As Rashi explains, Zimu Maskal Kaisvin, the Hakivin the Udale de Dehu, Vilay Mechser Gavaina, and since it's Kaka, and we know exactly where that Kaka is, so immediately when Reuven made a valid admission to Shimon, then the Kaka already belongs to Shimon, therefore certainly the Edim could write a shtar raya. As the Bishleim metaltli milvulei tzonitna v'chay ba'almuhu u'milva perei milvul b'shtar v'lei nichlei la'luma aval hacha gilu mils ba'almuhu ayin sham. The Gemara continued that we just explained that b'degeir kaka, even if you're not konu miyadoi l'fi mazutra v'kaisvin, and we're passing like mazutra, and as we explained, that's because kaka is be'en, and therefore the Gemara continues, Ravina ikla l'maharia, that Ravina went to this place called Maria, and the amalei ravdim barav huna min Maria l'ravina, so ravdim barav huna from the place of Maria, asked Ravina, "Metaltiv isno beinaru mai? What would the halacha be if Reuven is made to Shimon regarding metaltlin? That's be'en. Therefore, even if Reuven did not say to the edim kisvu that you should write this down in a shtar, maybe this would have a din like kaka, and you could still write in a shtar." And Amalei and Ravina responded, "Kimekakoy dami that the metaltlin that's be'en have a din like kaka, and therefore the edim would be able to write a shtar." However, the Gemara states of Ashi Amar Kivin Mechasi Gavayin Eloi. Rav Ashi says that even though the money may be be'en and the metaltel may be be'en, but it's definitely different than kaka, as wherever kaka is, a person has a kinyan and a right to the kaka. However, even though metaltel may be be'en, but it's still in the reshus of the leiva and it's still mechusur gavayna, and therefore l'chir, the klal milvul etzon still applies, and therefore the edim would not be able to write this in a shtar unless they were konu miyadoi. And the Gemara continues, Ahir disa d'leiav kasuba amulana kisvu v'chasmu v'havulei, that there was an edisa that was signed by two edim, and in the Odisa it didn't specify that Reuven told the edim to write this in a shtar and to sign and to give it to the malva, and the leiva claimed that it should not be a valid shtar. And Abayin Rav explained that this is similar to the din of Reish Lakish. The Amreish Lakish, as Reish Shlokish Torahs, Chazaka Inidim Chesim al Shtar, El Kin Nasa Gadol, is a Chazaka that Inidim would not sign on a Shtar unless they verified at the time of the sale that the seller was a Gadol, and even though it doesn't say in the Shtar that the seller was a Gadol, we will still say that the Pashas is that he's a Gadol, and therefore it's a valid sale, and therefore in our case as well, even though the Shtar did not actually mention that Amalano Kisavu Vichismu Vahavule, but is a Chazaka that Inidim would not sign on an Adisa unless they did it properly, and it must be that they were konumine. However, the Gemara continues and asks a question: Maskalar Papa Vitim Rav Huna Beid Rav Shua Miyakumidi Danan Loyadinon Vesafir Beidina Yaday. Although the Chazaka of Rish Lakish may be correct, but that's regarding something which is a din pashut. Everyone knows that someone that's not yet 20 doesn't have a right to sell something, and therefore it must be that if Edom signed on the shtar, that they verified that the person was already 20 years old. However, this din that we mentioned, if Reuven was murdered that he owes money, but loikonu miyadai, that in kaisvin and the Edom can't write a shtar, that is not something that is known by many day on him. And therefore, the cipher that wrote the shtar didn't necessarily know this halacha, and why would we say that this chazaka would apply in our case? And l'chayr, how can we say that the shtar is valid? However, the Gemara tells us, shalim l'safri d'abaya v'yadai, and l'safri d'rav v'yadai, he actually went and asked this question to the cipher of Abaya, and he knew this halacha, and he went to the cipher of Rava, and he also knew this halacha, and therefore we see that the seferim know this halacha, and therefore when Edom signed on a shtar, and even if the shtar did not state, then we could still take it for granted that the seferim as well as the Edom knew that the only way that they could write the shtar is only if it was konu miyadai, and it must be that a kinyan was made. And ayin Rashi do maskal nasa gadol hamoicha dekai melon, as we learned in Masechet Baba Basra, v'limka b'nichsei aviv ad shehei ben esrim hachinami kivin d'shnayim loy matzah kosvi el b'shusai vade iu amulhu. And ayin Rashbam in Masechet Baba Basra, when the Gemara states nasa gadol noisein umekabel ve'edim kulum gedolim mukshirim ayin sham. And before we finish, let us just point out in Taisa's deal maskal haydu b'tein shnayim v'konim yada kaisvin, in Taisa's states that although it's true that the Edom would have a right to write the shtar, however miyum ratzel lachse chayza, but if prior to the Edom writing the shtar, the Leiva wants to be chayza, then certainly the Leiva could tell the Edom that I don't want you to write the shtar, I am sham, and we will stop over here.